That was the Beat Divine from Alison Goldfrapp's The Love Intervention. The fifth group of the hour is LP Gilby's Light Place. The tune is All My Life featuring Sophie Tucker.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
update on the SAF Athletics at this time. Today, the SFU volleyball team announced the hiring of Sarah Campbell, who hails from Campbell River, BC, as an assistant coach. Chase will help the head coach, Gina Schmidt. Sarah Chase was named as the BC's top high school volleyball player in her senior year, 2014 to 2015, followed by an NCAA Division I career with the St. Mary's Gales in Moraga, Georgia, where she played both indoor and beach volleyball. She graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Kinesiology, Health, and Human Performance, where she was the top graduate in the kinesiology department. Chase then went on to play professionally in Budapest, Hungary, with UJ Pest Torna Egyptlet in 2019-2020. She retired due to an injury. Chase also has experience as Canada's senior women's national team for 4 years, where she helped Canada to win the bronze in the 2018 Pan American Cup. After her playing career was done, Sarah Chase became an assistant coach with the Calgary Dinos of U Sports in 2021. Chase was chosen to participate in the 2022-23 U Sport Female Apprentice Coach Program. During her time in Calgary, Chase completed a Master of Kinesiology, where she earned an Alberta Graduate Excellence Scholarship recipient in 2023.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
I'd like to shift gears to the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning college baseball scholarships and some getting drafted into Major League Baseball. Three doubleheaders were on tap for Canada Day. The venue host, Okanagan Athletics, slaughtered Abbotsford Cardinals 11-0, followed by a 4-2 win to complete a sweep at Kelowna's Elk. The Parksville Royals blanked the visitors Victoria Eagles 2-0, followed by a 5-4 win to complete a sweep at Inouye Wallace Field. And the host Victoria Mariners bested the Coquitlam Reds 9-7, but fell 4-0 in Game 2 for a split at Saanich's Laird's. On July 2nd, the visitors Coquitlam Reds slaughtered the Victoria Eagles 10-0, followed by another 6-1 win to complete a sweep at Lambrick. And the host Parksville Royals deep six the Victoria Mariners 11-6, followed by a 4-1 win to complete a sweep at Inouye Wallace Field. Also late on July 2nd, the BCPBL announced Dio Gama, who plays for the Wally Chiefs, committed to the Thompson River University Wolfpack based in Kamloops via Twitter. There was one doubleheader on July 3rd. The visitors Langley Blaze edged the White Rock Tritons 4-3, but were tripled up 3-1 for a split at South Surrey Athletic. Late on July 3rd, the BCPBL announced Reed Turner, who plays for the White Rock Tritons, committed to the Neo Norsemen based in Miami, Ohio. On July 4th, the BCPBL announced Leif Ferrich, who plays for the White Rock Tritons, committed to the McCook Community College Baseball based in McCook, Nebraska. Ferrich's Tritons played the UBC Thunder later on, but were shaded 7-6 at UBC. Meanwhile, the Delta Blue Jays doubled up the host Abbotsford Cardinals 8-4 at Del Air. On July 5th, Parksville edged the visitors Okanagan Athletics 3-2, but were shaded in Game 2 5-4 for a split at Inuit Wallace Field, and UBC slipped past the host Langley 5-4 at McLeod Athletic in the BCPBL Game of the Week. On July 6th, the BCPBL announced Bailey DeCruz, who plays for the White Rock Tritons, committed to the Neo Norsemen based in Miami, Ohio, joining teammate Reed Turner. On July 6th, the Coquitlam Reds announced on Twitter that Jacob Hagerman had committed to the Coastal Bend College Cougars based in Beeville, Texas, joining the fellow catcher Cole Crozier. Both Hagerman and Crozier play for the Coquitlam Reds. Later on July 6th, Okanagan swept the venue host Parksville 7-2 and 3-1 at Inuit Wallace Field, while Wally doubled up White Rock 6-3 at South Surrey Athletic in an all-Surrey matchup. Two games are on tap today as Langley plays a doubleheader against Abbotsford. The first pitch at Abbotsford Del Air is at 4:30 p.m.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Premier Baseball League. The UBC Thunder are first at 27-11. The Langley Blaze are second at 27-13. The White Rock Tritons are third at 28-16. The Delta Blue Jays are fourth at 26-16. The Mid-Island Pirates are fifth at 24-15. The Okanagan Athletics are 6th at 24-20. The Coquitlam Reds are 7th at 19-20. The Victoria Eagles are 8th at 20-24. The North Shore Twins are 9th at 19-23. The Abbotsford Cardinals are 10th at 19-27. The Wally Chiefs are 11th at 16-27. The Parksville Royals are 12th at 13-28. Just a minute, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The Wally Chiefs are 11th at 16-27. The Parksville Royals are 12th at 13-28. And the Victoria Mariners are last at 12-34.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across 5 regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Dennis, Dumb Matrix, Sky Volume. The sixth act is Dumb Matrix, the Sky Volume, Volume 1. The track is Hot Ska, Dennis Al Capone.
Get up and groove, Al Capone is back again.
I'd like to talk about the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for July 1st, which was also Canada Day, where the host Vancouver Canadiens crushed the Spokane Indians 11-2 in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey. The visitors' Hillsboro Hops exorcised the Tri-City Dust Devils 6-0 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. And the host Everett Aqua Sox doubled up the Eugene Emeralds 4-2 at Funko. On July 2nd, Spokane bested Vancouver in an 8-6 slugfest. Tri-City blanked Hillsboro 3-0, and Everett shut out Eugene 4-0. On July 3rd, Hillsboro bested Everett in an 11-7 barn burner, and Eugene edged Everett 6-5. There were three venue changes on July 4th, which was also the American Independence Day. Vancouver thumped the host Hillsboro 8-2 at Ron Tonkin Field. Eugene blanked the visitors Tri-City 3-0 at PK Park, where the Emeralds used four pitchers to no-hit the Dust Devils. And Spokane bested the host Everett in an 11-9 slugfest at Avista in Spokane Valley, Washington. On July 5th, Eugene Exercise Tri-City 8-2, Spokane tripled up Everett 3-1, and Hillsborough jumped all over Vancouver 11-1. On July 6, Tri-City doubled up Eugene 6-3. Everett bested Spokane in a 12-10 barn burner, and Vancouver spanked Hillsborough 13-5. Three games are on tap tonight. Tri-City continues in Eugene with the first pitch at 6:35. Vancouver resumes in Hillsborough, and Everett returns to Spokane County. The first pitch for the last two games are at 7:05 p.m.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the second half standings in the Northwest League. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, are first at 8-4. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are second at 7-5. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are third and 6-6, much like the Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Hillsborough Hobbs, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are 5-5-7, and the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, are last at 4-8.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Thank you for listening to episode 26 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44, it's Drum Machine Mike's Decommissioned with Slow Dancing. The top of 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 the top of
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.